What's up, guys? BDS is in the building, that's right, and my beautiful wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast.
Yes, we're back. It is episode number 58.
58.
And it is a beautiful fall day here in New Jersey, mid-September. And yeah. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the change of the seasons.
Oh, I love the change of the seasons.
You know, it's like 70 degrees, the leaves are falling.
Best time of year.
There's pumpkin spiced flavored coffees out in the streets.
Bundled sweaters soon.
Oh, it's hoodie. Boots. It's hoodie weather. I'm
hoodie
loving it.
Season.
Yeah, I'm
I
loving
just
hoodie
love
season.
It. I really love fall. I mean, listen, don't hate me, but I love fall more than summer. I'm not a summer person.
I you know what? I do like fall. My birthday is in July. I'm a summer baby, but I do enjoy the fall weather. And we always say this in the beginning of a podcast, like we're so excited for, you know, 65, 70 degree weather.
Sexy 75.
Well, it's here. And yep. I'm excited. But what I'm really not excited is about closing the pool.
I know. What a sad day when you close the pool. But you know what? I am excited that we have to actually make the most of these days and evenings this time of year with the pool. Because I think if you get a nice sunny day, even if it's not too hot, you can enjoy it out there. Because sometimes in the summer, it's like scorching and the pool is like the relief.
Yeah.
Of like you want like a cool temped pool. You don't even want a really hot pool because it's so hot out that you want to be like chilled and refreshed. So this is the time of year where you can like maybe turn on the heater and just like chill. And also you get to hang out and do like bonfires and fire pits, because in the summer I think it's too hot to do a fire pit s'more.
When is the appropriate time to really close the pool? Is it late September? Is it late October? I mean, is that a thing?
I think it's a personal preference thing. I'm sure people have their own routines that they get used to. So we'll just figure out what works for us. I mean, I'd like to close it as late as possible.
Yep.
But we'll see. Then you probably get into another bag of worms, because then you don't want to wait till the leaves fall.
Very
true. You
know,
you have to like time it the right way, which actually I just saw a foliage map for like the country where it said like the best times of year to see the changing colors where you live based on like the weather and stuff. But we'll be closed way before anything falls. I mean, the leaves change around our wedding anniversary every year, around like November 1st. It's like the prettiest orange that fills the sky with all the trees. So we'll definitely be closed by then. I'm thinking early October.
I actually got a leaf blower for my birthday from my brother. So I have two leaf blowers. One is my starter and one is on reserve.
Finisher.
Yeah.
Is in on case reserve. It dies.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. Also, our home renovation is coming to a close. So I figured that we should be done. And this was from the original water leak that we had months ago. Or actually, we've been under construction the whole year. But we should be finished before it becomes 2023, which I'm very excited about. It's not easy. I would not recommend a home renovation.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
It's definitely stressful.
Definitely not if you have little kids or like are pregnant either.
Yeah.
I would say highly recommend against.
It takes you out of your routine. I mean, our whole kitchen was under demolition, and then you don't have access to do your laundry, and you don't have access to your routines. You know?
Just don't realize how much that it affects.
I saw something online that said that do yourself a favor and get a routine.
Routine
meaning you wake up. You know, you have your vitamins and your breakfast and your exercise and you go to work. If you don't really have that routine, it kind of throws you off your rhythm.
Of course. I think that's so important for everybody to find their routine. I think that's why it's also really important for parents and moms or anyone who's home taking care of the kids to have their routine. Because the day's tasks and responsibilities like come flying at you when you wake up. And if you don't get your really quick routine done, then like it's a game of catch up trying to squeeze in that time to get in your routine.
You know what they say, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else.
Facts. I've been saying that forever. I agree. So you have to make time.
Speaking of routines, the past 2 weeks or going into this week, I've been definitely getting back on my routine, my gym tanning laundry routine. Or I say that as a joke because it sounds funny, but it really is self-care and self-love. I'm back in the gym. I'm back eating better. I went to the vitamin store. I got some quality vitamins.
You did.
And I am back feeling better than I was a couple weeks ago when we went through how do you explain what happened with Moser? That the passing of a family member.
Yeah,
it was tough.
I feel like it's been a few months. It's like time's starting to go fast.
It is.
It's crazy.
It is. But anyway, I feel like I'm back in my groove, getting better. You know, one day at a time, and I think that's all we can focus on these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just trying to be in the moment, and like I said. Because if you look too far ahead, I think that's what they say. That's when you get, is that anxiety? When you look too far ahead, yeah. And then when you look in the past, you could get depressed. I think that's what they say. There is a saying. I may not be saying it correctly. I may not be saying it correctly. They're trying to tell you to be in the moment, or else you'll trip over today's.
The present is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
There you go.
Yeah, that's part of the quote. But yeah, no, I agree. I mean, anytime I start thinking about the future, I get anxiety. So
yes, I think I did say it correctly. It's just
you kind of go down that rabbit hole and you don't really know anything that's going to happen. You never even know what's going to happen tomorrow. So you could plan. You should absolutely plan for your family, for your finances, for vacations,
yes.
For work goals, yep. For like things that you aspire to do and achieve and have goals, but know that the way of getting there is always going to be a path that you may not know every turn down that road. You know, every day is going to be, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
So you have to be easily malleable for change.
Ooh.
And where you're going to have to pivot.
Because
it's all about pivoting.
I do like that, honey. Malleable.
Wow. Malleable is a good word.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Like it's like moldable, like shapeable, teachable.
Like water. There is a quote out there that says, be like water. That's why I said it.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. I don't know if Bruce Lee said it or not, but I
Bruce
did see.
Bruce Lee. I don't know any Bruce Lee quotes. You never know.
But you do know who Bruce Lee is.
I do know
who Bruce Lee. Okay, because you just sounded like you didn't know who I was speaking of.
No, I just don't know like what he's known for saying, but I know who Bruce Lee is.
And also, it could have been just a Facebook quote with Bruce Lee's
face on. Yeah, so most likely.
Let's just put that out there.
Most likely. It was him in a karate stance.
Well, he wasn't in a karate stance. It was just his face. Okay.
Whatever. Hey everyone, today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is brought to you by Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep has been outfitting our home with our guest mattresses forever. It feels like forever, but definitely the past 3 years since we moved into our forever home, and we've been so happy with them. And even our guests, they leave raving about the quality of sleep that they've gotten in the Helix Sleep mattress. It is really perfect for all, and it's super simple because they have this quiz on their website, and you can fill out a really quick questionnaire about how you sleep, if you're a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a hot sleeper, a cold sleeper, whatever your sleep details are, they will match you to the perfect mattress to you. So you no longer have to head over to the mattress store. You get to shop with the convenience at your very own home. And the best thing about it is that they let you try out the mattress 100 days risk-free. So even if you don't love it, which I know you absolutely will, they will take it back free of charge, shipping and everything. You'll be handled. But I'm telling you guys, you're going to absolutely love the Helix Sleep mattress. Helix Sleep also supports military, first responders, teachers, and students by giving them a special discount on the site. Unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility. So each and every Helix mattress is made in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers, and it's shipped directly from their facility to your door. So there's no middleman, and that's why they're able to be really competitive and give you the best quality mattress for the best pricing at the same time. You should never have to compromise on comfort. Helix has mattresses with cooling technology that helps regulate your body temperature, whatever the season. So I'm talking to you pregnant ladies or anybody going through any kind of crazy hormonal experience right now. The Helix mattress is there to make you feel good during that important sleep hours of the night. So, of course, we have a special discount code for our Here's the Sitch listeners. All you have to do is head over to helixsleep.com/situation, and they are offering up to $200 off all mattresses and 2 free pillows for our listeners. So head over to helixsleep.com/situation for $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to all of our special listeners that are here right now with us. And with Helix, better sleep starts now. So check it out.
The holidays are coming. We're about to close the pool. Our renovation in our home is about to be done. We are super excited about that because now, like I said, we can get back into our routine. My whole routine has been out of whack for the whole year. It's been a tough year, I think, for all of us, I think.
It's been a crazy year. In a lot of ways. It's been a crazy year.
2 years, I think.
I think it's been a crazy few years for everyone. Yeah. The world has just made a big change ever since COVID, you know?
I never thought I would live
through an actual pandemic in my lifetime.
We're living through post-pandemic life
right now. We are. And I think a lot of the change and a lot of things, it's like fallout from it. You know what I mean? Things happening and people, do you still... Just all the different beliefs and thought processes and planning.
I'm sure people have PTSD from dealing with that whole, ordeal.
It's interesting because I actually just thought about that. It was my nephew's birthday this past weekend, and I was driving to – he's a singer, and he's a really good singer, and he's goes to an art school for it. And I was going to his show to see him perform, and then we were going to celebrate his birthday after, and – on my way there, it was like the first time in a long time that anytime you go to any, family gathering, it's always like who's going, who's still scared of COVID, who's not vaccinated, who is vaccinated but is still scared or just is high risk in their age and they don't want to risk it going into, a room filled of kids performing and everyone watching them and all that stuff. And it was really the first time where I didn't have that conversation with anyone in my family. I wasn't like, who's going, who's not going, is anyone not going? I mean, I did about one person because they're high risk, but they actually went. And it was like a nice feeling. It was the first time in years where what I'm trying to get at. It was the first time in years where I went to like a family gathering and I didn't have to like run through the tape of like who's coming, who's not. Because of COVID. And it felt welcoming and it felt like warm that we're kind of finally getting past that curve of like fear.
I do agree, but it still is there. That thought
and
does,
progress.
That fear or that thought does
because I think everyone's scared for the next thing. That's kind of what we're our post.
I agree.
From our post traumatic experience living through.
Like
COVID,
I said, that PTSD. When we took Romeo to the park recently, that thought goes through your brain like is this okay?
Yeah.
And even if we go to a restaurant today, it's a thought that flashes through the screen of your brain of is this okay? Because maybe a year ago it wasn't. We were either on lockdown or, you had to wear masks inside and you had to stay six feet apart. So I feel that definitely has had a detrimental effect on all of us, I'm sure.
Yeah. And it's so interesting. It's like it makes you think I know all the little kids that had to go to school for the first time and they had to wear masks.
Oh my God. I'm seeing stuff online about that. It's depressing. They're saying that all the kids have had some really, it's been detrimental to their progress and their growth and their speech development because they had the masks on.
Yeah, I don't know that because I don't have a kid that age. But I was just going to say, we can go down the rabbit hole.
We're not going
with
down
masks,
the rabbit hole.
I'm not trying to go down the rabbit hole.
We're not. We're just but I was speaking just, on the surface. Really.
I was just trying to say, I feel grateful that Romeo is the age where he just missed it. And like now when we go to doctor's appointments, because the masks are still required in most medical facilities and buildings. So I'll put on a mask and go in. And he's, of course, too young to wear one. But whenever I put one on and I take him out of the car seat, he thinks it's like a game. He thinks it's hide and seek because he's only 15 months old. So when I'm hiding my face playing hide and seek, he thinks it's a game. So yeah. when I put my mask on for like the few medical appointments, if he joins me with it, he rips it off right away and giggles and laughs.
Oh my God.
But I do feel grateful that, you know, we're moving past it and hopefully he won't have to go through the mask wearing situation. But you never know what the future holds.
Yeah, and that's why.
And that's all you could say.
And that's why it's another reason more so to take life one day at a time and be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no one could have expected or planned for any of this chaos that became of the world in the last few years.
It was 2 weeks to flatten the curve turned into two years.
We're in 2022.
Yeah. I'm also excited to get to 2023, to be honest with you.
Same. I like the number 23.
It's also been a wild year.
Mm-hmm.
It has been.
It has. And we've been working a lot. We are filming the new season of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Mm-hmm. There's also Jersey Shore Family Vacation season. What number is it airing right now?
Airing is 5B, and we are filming number 6.
So there'll be a new episode this week. We're still in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
which was such a fun trip.
Yeah, there's a couple weeks left on the
I think so, because there's a few things.
I'd estimate like 6 or 7 maybe.
6 more left? Weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think a week or two ago was like we were at the halfway point.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're still doing that. We're still doing the podcast. I am super busy with my skincare line because I don't know if you guys caught it, but we branched into cosmetics and we're doing beauty with benefits.
So proud.
Yeah. So we called it beauty with benefits because we wanted to do beauty, but in a way that complements your skin and improves and benefits your skin. So not just, you know, a lot of people are really aware of, you know, avoiding toxins and watching what you put in your body. And people are very into clean skincare right now, which of course is what Skincare by Lawrence is. It's phthalate-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, vegan, and all that good stuff. So when I did beauty with benefits, what we wanted to do was a lot of times people don't think about the safety in makeup. So a lot of times there are chemicals or not so friendly ingredients in cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're protecting yourself in all this clean skincare. So I'm like, why can't we like kind of blend the two? And there are a few companies out there that are big. There's a lot of companies out there that are small, but there's a few big ones out there that are doing it in a great way. The beauty with benefits type thing. But I'm more about like my everyday look. So every day I'm a mom. I'll be a mom of 2 under 2 soon, so I don't wear a lot of makeup. I'm really like light and natural. I want to look like myself. So when we created this, it was just like to add cosmetics and color, but with taking care of your skin. So my first product launch are our lip oils that have shea butter, jojoba seed oil, and vitamin E. So it boosts the skin on your lips and it boosts your natural collagen so that each time you apply it, you're like putting a skin treatment on your lips, which is amazing for a cosmetic. So that's kind of what we're developing. And I'm doing so much work to get these products out to you.
You're doing a great job, honey.
It's a lot of work behind the scenes.
You are.
Because, you know, I don't just approve formulations. Like, first off, I'm pregnant. So when I test things, like, they're tested on me.
Yep.
And I'm super sensitive and super reactive, even more than normal during this pregnancy. So I have to really take my time testing each product and seeing how it works and how it works over time and all that kind of stuff. And then giving my feedback and my notes and then testing it again. So we're developing more skincare and we're developing more cosmetics. So stay tuned. Everything is exclusively available at skincarebylawrence.com. You can follow us on IG at skincarebylawrence. And thank you guys for the support, because thanks to you supporting, we're able to keep growing and adding more products. So I'm very excited about that.
Yes, honey, congratulations. You're doing an amazing job. And speaking of babies and being pregnant, how many weeks are you now, honey?
I'm 20, 21. Dang. I'm more than halfway. 20 is exactly halfway.
It's flying by this time. And I think more so because we're taking care of Romeo.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it's like...
For sure. It's like you don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this already on the podcast, so I apologize if I did, because it's something I've been saying a lot to friends and family, but I feel so passionately about it that I have to keep repeating it. There's nothing like the first pregnancy. Because
I remember you telling me that you know, we really were super mindful during that first pregnancy.
Well, I think everyone during their first pregnancy, you have the luxury to be mindful because you don't have children yet.
Yeah.
So your first pregnancy, every like, every feeling and every anything, you're like, oh my God, what is that? You're Googling or you're checking all of your apps that are tracking your weeks and giving you updates. Mm-hmm. So every week they give you an update of the size and the development and the things that are growing within the baby and what's changing and how you should feel and what you can expect to feel. And every time you hit a certain week, you rush to the phone to like see all the updates. It's like I don't even check the app sometimes because I'm just too busy and also I'm distracted and I'm like, okay, I kind of know what's normal for my body or what to expect. And as long as everything goes well at my doctor's checkups, I really kind of just focus on day by day with that. But when you want to put your feet up during that first pregnancy,
yeah,
if you want to go take a nap,
mm-hmm.
if you want to read a book, if you want to get a prenatal massage, like – of course, I was working and I was busy during that first pregnancy, but I had no other life responsibilities of who to support. Like I only had to keep myself alive. And right now I have to keep a 15-month-old, like you actual person, uh-huh. safe 24/7.
Yeah.
So it's like and then myself and my routine and taking care of me. Guys, so today's Here's the Sitch podcast is brought to you by Solo Stove. And I'm just so excited because it's finally that time of year with the crisp, cooler air moving in that we can really enjoy our experience and our family time with our Solo Stove fire pit outside. So what I love most about this is that it's practically smokeless and you don't have any of that smoke residue. Being a new mom and having a young baby at home and also being pregnant, that was really important when finding something to make family moments around a fire and being really cozy. I really didn't want to put anyone's health at risk with smoke. So finding the Solo Stove was super important to us and I just love it so much. So upgrade your backyard with a Solo Stove fire pit and create story-worthy moments without the fireside fumes. It's stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. It has such little smoke, you'll actually wonder how there's so much fire. And it's the perfect catalyst for getting outside and spending more time with family and friends. Just like I said, this pregnancy, I've really been craving s'mores and the Solo Stove has come in clutch because I get the most perfect s'mores while sitting fireside with my family at early evening moments. And it's just the best feeling around to have being so peaceful and mindful and in nature. And I just am getting all mushy because I'm pregnant, but I really love this Solo Stove and I think you guys will love it as much as I do. So it's super easy to light with just a few bits of a starter. Your fire will be blazing in minutes and they're so confident that you'll love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. Of course, they're offering our Here's the Sitch listeners a special discount. So head over to solostove.com, promo code SITUATION for $10 off on top of the fall event deals. Hurry, the fall event ends November 10th, so make sure you get your Solo Stove locked and ordered for the perfect family memories this fall season.
When he first wakes up at like 7 a.m., we're so excited to see him.
Yeah,
always. You know what I mean? So the day...
We can't wait to see him.
Yeah, the day definitely revolves around this little man. And he's just such a happy baby. So...
He is so happy.
Yeah.
He's like... Oh, he's just the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the best. I love getting him from all his naps. I mean, like, he's sleeping and I'm like, can we go wake him up and snuggle him? And I just want to take him out of the crib all the time. But
we also have to brainstorm...
Names.
We do.
We have a few things we have to do. And I feel like last time at 20 weeks, I probably was... Were we all set? Like, were we... No, the room wasn't ready till after.
We went down to the wire, I thought. But we were definitely...
But did I have the name? Because I think I had the name kind of late.
We had our top three, I think.
But Romeo wasn't any of them.
No, he wasn't. but even for this one, we do have... like two or three names that we like.
So
there
might be that one that might come out of nowhere yeah. and be like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened with Romeo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to take it one day at a time. And that's exactly what we're doing.
We do have to do the baby's room.
Yes. Well, we have a playroom that she wants to turn into a regular room now. And then downstairs, she wants to turn that downstairs room into a playroom. So I'm definitely not looking forward to too much construction. But I feel that she said it's just moving some furniture. So.
Oh, yeah. No construction. Just believe me.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the word construction for maybe a year.
No, yeah.
Or longer. That's like minimum.
My next project, once the kitchen is done and...
Is what? I'm scared. I don't even want to hear.
Sometime into next year, probably. Maybe I'll just the garage.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like an exterior outside.
It's always something, guys. There's always something.
Homeowner life.
They say the idle hands are for the devil. So you just got to stay busy.
I agree with that.
Little by little, you know.
Improvements and like a garage type.
Progress over perfection.
Is stuff you could do. You know, like we could clean it out. We could do things. We could organize. So like, I like that kind of stuff. Keep staying busy.
Yes.
Romeo can help you with the leaf blower.
Exactly. You know, right after this, I'm probably going to the gym, which I'm excited for. I'm going to get a nice little hour workout in. And I'm going to continue to try to eat healthy. And while I'm thinking about my day, honey, why don't you let the subscribers or listeners know about the phone number they can call in?
Yeah, so we have our Here's the Sitch hotline that you guys can always call into for questions, comments, concerns, topics you want to hear more about. We made this podcast to give back to you guys and to talk about what you guys want to hear more of. So give us a call. Let us know what you're interested in. The phone number is 732-898-0414. You can also hit us up on Instagram at Here's the Sitch Podcast. Comments, any questions, topics, that kind of good stuff on there. And again, the Here's the Sitch Hotline is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And the number is 732-898-0414.
Well, speaking of the phones, let's see. Let's hear some of the what some of the listeners have to say for today, guys.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Anna from Baltimore, Maryland, and I am on episode called Comparisons, which was put out May 19th, 2020. And I just want to tell you that I have been listening to your podcast nonstop from the start every day. I drive a lot for work. And let me tell you, I am pleasantly surprised with how good I feel. I'm using your quotes, which I absolutely love. You know, I do watch Jersey Shore, so I'm up to date on the happenings. And, you know, I love the show. It makes me feel good. Makes me feel happy. And this podcast really does good things. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing.
Oh, that was Anna from Maryland. That was such a nice message. And that's, I love that that was the first message to open up the voicemails, because that's why we created this podcast. We created this podcast during the very beginning of COVID because we wanted to contribute. We wanted ourselves to be held accountable and be on a good schedule and a good routine and talk about things that always helped us to get back on focus and to get, you know, out of a rut and all those kind of things, because we all struggle with that. We're all human, and life has always thrown everyone curves, and you go through ups and downs, and it's all how you just get back up and find your footing and try again. So I love that you're listening to all those quality podcast episodes we have put out in the past. And I'm so proud of all of it. And we're kind of just getting our groove back now, if you're our listener. So we're getting right back into the good stuff. And I'm excited for you guys to just experience the next step of Here's the Sitch Podcast with us.
Yeah, we're about to hit episode 60 shortly. So that's pretty cool.
I know.
Cool. Yeah.
That is impressive. I'm proud.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Shelley from South Jersey. Just finished listening to your latest podcast about What's Your Endgame. And wanted to weigh in a little bit on the whole thing of sitting down with somebody for the first time and kind of laying it all out and asking them what their endgame is. My husband and I did that and we are married 13 years later and happily married. We were both coming off of, not just coming off, but a few years out of divorce. We were in our early 30s. We had both married some. My marriage ended due to my ex's addiction, and his ex cheated on him. We were both kind of scarred and had been through the trenches, and neither one of us wanted to play around. We wanted to, you know what our forever was going to be. And we laid it out. We laid it all out, what our core values were, what our deal breakers were, and it really worked out for us. So I think that it's a great thing, and like Lauren said, you know, you're not wasting anyone's time, because time is one of those things that is very precious on this earth. So I just wanted to weigh in and let you know that I did it, and it worked out for me. Thanks, guys.
I love that message. That was Shelley from South New Jersey. And congratulations on your successful marriage. And I'm just so happy that someone who actually experienced that called in, because obviously I've been out of the dating game for well over, I don't know, a decade and a half at this point. So I don't really know what flies. But, you know, if I had a mentality of what I would be doing, I would very be like, I'm a very upfront person.
Yep.
So I just would be like, listen, this is what I want, and this is what I'm going to work towards. And I'd probably, you know, I didn't know if it would scare people off or not, but she's saying she did that.
She was a great example.
She's a great example of, listen, some people, I think if it scares people away, it's going to scare away the wrong people who are not interested, you know?
Well, but, also, her circumstances were different, but at the same, for, you know, the context of our podcast. But I did like the way that she explained it. That also, when she did meet her husband, his circumstances were similar to hers.
Exactly. So they were both divorced.
They both laid it on the table. And they weren't going to waste anyone's time. So,
I like that respect.
Yeah.
I like that.
I agree.
I think that's really fair to everyone in their time. And ooh, that was a good episode. I really like that.
Yeah. I do agree that if you are in your 30s, that time is something to be mindful of. And you're going to lay it out on the table. And then it might be a little different that if you were in the 20s, where it could scare you away.
Yeah, I think it'll only scare away people that aren't ready for that kind of commitment or really talk about that level of their future.
Yep.
You know, they're like, I'm not thinking about that. I'm here. They're like, I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
Exactly. That's the quote in the 20s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Sarah. I just have a quick question. So I like followed the show since a long time ago. I've been watching Jersey Shore since season one, and now I'm watching The Family Vacation. And you know, it's more on social media now, and I follow like all these Facebook groups, and they talk really badly about you guys at times. And I was just wondering how you guys deal with that. I know with all the Angelina situation that happened this season, so far there's a lot of negativity being brought on your names. So I just wanted to know how you guys deal with that. Because, you know, I struggle sometimes with, you know, people talking bad about me and hearing bad comments about me and stuff. And as a famous person, you know, someone that's famous, I mean, I don't think I would ever be famous, but someone that's famous, I want to know your input. Thank you. And I look forward to hearing your answer.
Oh, nice. You know what? You're never really going to get full approval when you're in the eyes of the public. That's just the way it is, you know? And like I said, I felt the fans were split 50-50, and I felt that particular issue needed to be brought to the table, being a reality star and our lives being, you know, all intertwined. And like I said, it could have been handled a little bit more delicately, but it was so messy. It was what it was. We're so happy that we're past it. And like I said, in our friend group in Jersey Shore Family Vacation, or actually Jersey Shore, everyone has very, very strong personalities. And sometimes we're not going to agree. And that's what you're going to get. But at the end of the day, we know how to make up. We know that we're friends. We know that we're family, and that, you know, we're in the best place that we can be right now. You know?
Yeah, I think that the best way to handle stuff like that as a public person, I mean, I can really only speak from my own experience, but for me, it's just, I'm not in those groups. You know, like, I think I was in one of the Facebook groups, and the Facebook ones have always been a little tough, where there's always 100% disapproval on like every comment. So I think I exited it a long time ago, before even this season. Just because I don't like seeing any kind of negativity. Like, I don't spend my time on social media to read negativity. I go on to see the people that I follow, like on Instagram, and their photos of either, you know, their families or their fashion or their businesses or things I want to support. So I don't really entertain those groups because there's, I mean, it's like going down the rabbit hole. So it's just like gossip and the nature of being on a reality show. But like Mike said, you know, I think it's our job and it is a reality show. And I think I love that people get really invested in it because it just shows that you guys are loving the entertainment and you're loving the show for what it is. I think sometimes people forget that we're all cool. So while there's always like hiccups and stories and different things happening, at the end of the day, we get down and we break bread. So we're good, all of us. And when everyone's kind of taking these crazy extreme sides, you're kind of not seeing the whole picture of that. Like, we break bread and we're all good all the time.
Yeah.
Even though we have these little petty disagreements routinely, but it's part of the job. Today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is brought to you by HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. So if you've been a regular listener of Here's the Sitch, you know how much the Situation household loves HelloFresh. They've been keeping us going for a while now, and I just can't speak any more highly of it. It saves time and it saves me stress. So that's what I love most about HelloFresh. They offer convenient, contact-free delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. The recipes are so easy to follow. I mean, I'm able to do them in 15 to 20 minutes when it comes to the quick family meals. And they have the steps and pictures, so they help guide you along the way. The pictures always show you what the dish should be looking like at the end, and it just gives you that inspiration to have that beautiful, delicious family meal together. HelloFresh is 30% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store, which is insane because, listen, if you could save money, why not? They're also delicious and nutritious in variety. So HelloFresh offers 50 weekly recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you'll never get bored. You can try something new every week. And if you know my husband, he never likes to eat the same thing. So it's amazing that HelloFresh offers this much variety because we never get bored with flavors or different ideas on what to cook next for our family. HelloFresh has made my life so much easier being a mom and also being pregnant at the same time, so I don't have so much time to prepare these beautiful gourmet meals, but HelloFresh makes it really easy to enjoy family time and starting to get Romeo involved in cooking with me, and it's so perfect to have all the ingredients laid out and labeled and exactly the measurements of what you need. And it just makes it that seamless to kind of teach your kids how to cook along with you. It makes it really, you take any of like the hard guessing part out of it and it just becomes all fun. So I love that with HelloFresh. And of course we have a special discount code for our Here's the Sitch listeners today. All you have to do is head over to HelloFresh.com/situation16. Use code SITUATION16 and you'll get 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. This is a great situation, guys. Head over to HelloFresh.com/situation16. Use code SITUATION16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. Check it out.
You know, I am actually in all the Facebook groups.
You are. I do. Well, you go on Facebook. I don't really go on Facebook.
I do see it all the time.
I'm an Instagrammer.
And someone said that the version of me you created in your mind is not my responsibility. So I just 100. Scroll right. I just scroll right past it.
100%. And I think, I just had like a brain lapse. I wanted to say,
because you're going to have fans and you're going to have haters, and sometimes the haters are bigger fans than your real fans.
Well, you actually just hit on like a brain wave in my head that I was trying to like put into words.
Yeah,
that is exactly it. And I have to tell you, like, I respect it now because I've been like, Mike's been doing this forever, I've been part of it for the last however many years, but just like from observing and working on my own self, like privately, and then also being a part of a reality show, it's very tough because it's like very polarizing, because you have to, as a human, like recognize like where real life is and where entertainment is. So and then there's this line of it. But I think that when people are super passionate about you, even in a negative way, a lot of the times they are your biggest, they're your biggest fans.
Yeah.
And I will just leave you with this. Mike and I are out and about all the time, like with Romeo on coffee runs and out to like lunch. And, you know, we meet people everywhere we go. The second we step off of our property, you know, people greet us and talk to us. And I'll just say I never met a hater in real life.
Very true.
So they're keyboard warriors, and that's all you got to worry about. If someone ever brings something to your face, that's a different conversation, but you shouldn't ever be intimidated on words being said about, you know, anonymous things. You shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, and listen, when you've been on TV for about 15 years, there's going to be people that don't agree with everything that you do, and I am not perfect, and I don't claim to be. I was really just trying to just be my best self one day at a time.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Jeannie. I am from New Jersey originally, but I'm here in Kentucky, and I just wanted to kind of thank you guys for your podcast that I didn't know I needed. I really struggle living in the South, not having my, like, Jersey roots with me, and just listening to you guys every day and your dynamic as a couple and as a family is just so comforting and reminds me of home. My husband and I are trying to add to our family, and it's not going as simple as I expected, and I know you guys had a little bit of a waiting game to get your blessing of Romeo, and I was calling to ask, how do you keep things super positive and keep your head above water when you're discouraged by, I guess, not getting pregnant immediately? I guess it's more for Lauren, but I guess Mike, too, can assist with how to stay positive with that whole journey.
For me, when we were going through our pregnancy journey, I really just relied on our faith. You know, I really didn't think that it was game over for us. I thought, you know, listen, let's just be healthy. Let's just be our best self one day at a time, and not try to force things. Let's not get on our own heads, because I felt that energy was played a part in it as well. And that's how I approached it. My wife approached it a little differently. She went to doctors, she got herself tested, she got myself tested, and she, you know, got some of the medical facts. Once we were sort of got the okay from the doctors, and then they had let us know that sometimes miscarriages are a numbers game. You know, and we didn't really do medicine either. You know, we went home and we just said, all right, you know, it's going to happen on God's time. And we're just going to focus on being our best self. And eventually a couple months later, it sort of happened, you know?
Yeah, I think that you just need to find the balance of your higher power and your faith and quality medical treatment, you know, you really need to do your research on what kind of doctors you're going to be seeing. I found an excellent fertility doctor locally, like Mike said, and we both went for testing right away. And any amazing doctor will test both parts of the couple, which you always want to make sure you do that. And then once everything was ruled out, I really just relied on my faith and continuing to take care of myself and staying active and vitamins and all that good stuff. But you really want to keep your mind healthy when you are trying, because you don't want to be your worst enemy.
Yep,
where you get
that
in your head. Because yeah, once you get in your head,
I think that's a huge factor.
That's where you're like out of your body and you're not present and you're not, you know, going through, you're kind of going through the motions instead of like enjoying the process and figuring it out. So I would just say find ways to keep yourself in a happy mood.
Good headspace,
so, and good headspace. So for me, it was like, I love Pilates. Like some people hate working out, but
exercise,
I literally love doing Pilates. So I was doing that like 4 or 5 times a week if I could find the time. staying around people that make you happy. So staying around family and good friends. If anybody brought around negative, toxic energy, like, you just have to rule that out, because you're at a stage in your life where you're trying to grow and develop, and you really need to nurture yourself. And it's almost like, if you've ever seen things where people say, like, how, if you ever saw like those studies where they show like talking to plants and like how it benefits them, like if you talk nicely to a plant while you water it versus like just never acknowledging it. Like, so like imagine like what it does to a human. So you have to kind of take that self-care with yourself and be selfish about it in making the time for your self-care so that you can feel good, and the time will come. It's all in God's hands.
You know what they say, that being positive in a negative situation is not naive, it's leadership. And I love that quote, and I've definitely used it a lot of times in the past couple of years when we were going through some crisis.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, huge fan over here. I'm from New York. My name is Brianna, and I just want to say you guys have done such a great job with everything you've done and accumulated in the past couple of years. I guess I just want to say that this podcast has meant a lot to me. I myself had some legal issues and some addiction in the past that I have self-recovered from, and I'm going pretty strong. So I just want to thank you guys for all the positivity that you guys have for us and people in your community.
Well, that's really awesome to hear. You know, we're really just sharing our story of survival. You know, I think they actually saw, this is a quote that they said, that, you know, sharing stories like this of inspiration can also be someone else's survival guide. You know, sharing our experiences and how we've dealt with crisis and how we've dealt with certain situations and how we got through them. It sort of sheds a light in a tunnel that, you know, someone else might be going through.
Of course. Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. As always, our Here's the Sitch hotline is always open. Call the hotline, 732-898-0414. I really enjoyed these callers today. They kind of made my day and just made me feel so appreciative for all the time that Mike and I have put into this podcast, and that, you know, it's going out into the airwaves and you guys are there and receptive, and it's bringing something beneficial to your life. So that makes me feel good, and that makes me want to keep doing more good. So thank you guys for calling in. It's super special to us to hear from you. One last time before we send you off on a beautiful day, the hotline 732-898-0414, and we will talk to you guys very soon.